Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year, life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Woohoo! Welcome, everyone. This is Heather Havenwood with The Win, and I'm a marketing coach. You can go check me out at heatherhavenwood.com. But today, my job is to bring you amazing entrepreneurs at The Win. That is my job. That's what I feel like my job is. So I go out there and look for and listen for bad A's. And I got one on the line today, which I'm very excited about. So first she interviewed me, and then we got connected in many, many groups that women are. We're connectors. And I think that is amazing. So before I introduce you to this amazing girl, Brittany, I'm going to do some technical stuff. All right. So Brittany, for a second, go ahead and open up Facebook into your other browser. I'm sharing this. We're using this thing called Blue Jeans. You might be listening to me, though, on iTunes or Stitcher or iHeartRadio or Google Play or whatever, but I just want to share with her. So go ahead and open another browser and then share that on my page and then share it on another page so that...
I just did that. We are good.
Isn't that cool? So it's all about repurposing, right? Multiple locations. Okay, so I want to introduce you who Brittany is. So Brittany is a bad A brand strategist. Brittany Gardner, translate what it feels like to work with you into messaging you will use to build a business full of the best clients for you. Creator of the bad brand and the host of the Know, Like, and Trust Show podcast, which I've been on. So exciting. Brittany empowers entrepreneurs who are ready to level up to the premium clients they've been waiting for. So Brittany, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Love your intro. It gave me a really good start there.
Yeah, thanks. So this is going to be a lot of fun. And this, you know, I look at podcasting differently. I don't know about you. You've been doing it longer than me, but I started to look at it differently where I'm interviewing you, but it's really your audio business card where I feel my job is to pull stuff out of you, right, on the podcast that you wouldn't might want to, you probably wouldn't share. Maybe you would if you're in a presentation. You know, so my job is like pull those gems out so people get to know who you really are. And that's what you do for a living. So that's kind of like this role reversal thing going on, which is kind of fun. So tell, I mean, I've always explained who you are, but I want to hear from you. Who are you and what is your messaging and how do you help people?
Yeah. So I started out as doing just photography, and through the process of some really great clients and then some not so great clients, I realized that I was not the photographer for everybody. And that caused me to take a pretty hard look at what I was doing. And from there, I realized that I didn't want to just create pretty pictures of people. I wanted pictures that would become a part of their team. Most of my clients are solopreneurs. Some of them have a small team. But either way, the photos that you create as part of your personal brand should and can easily become another member of your team and do some work for you. And in my opinion, and the whole kind of personal branding industry is built on showing what it feels like to work with you. Creating that persona, which is just a person that you already are, and owning it and using it to attract the best clients into your business so that you're not in that position that I was in, where you had some good clients and some bad clients. The idea is to have a business full of perfect clients for you.
I love that you've talked about that your picture is your extension, because about every 3 years, about 6 or 7 years ago, made the decision to hire a professional photographer like you to take on my personal brand. And then I hired the same photographer like a couple of years later, and we like re-upped the level of the brand again. And then last year I did it again. And people keep asking me why do I keep doing that? Because I evolve. You know, I evolve as an entrepreneur, and I want to make sure in today's world, it's all about imagery, that change is coming across online. You know, and so there's some old pictures out there of me. They're not bad, but they look different. I look very different. Mm-hmm. And you can tell it's a different kind of feel I was going for versus now. And I remember this last take of the photographer. She's really good. And I said, you know, I really want to be a little more softer and coming across softer. And so she put me in my cowboy boots and put me in this dress that was actually too big for me. And she did a safety pin behind it, so it like actually, you know, looked okay. And it was this very different soft look. And I thought, wow, that's really who I am. People don't realize that it's really who I am, but I want to be able to be attracted. I think that's really interesting. So tell us, how do you do that? Are you a photographer? How do you do that? People that clients are across the country?
Well, there's a few different ways in which I work. You can hire me just for the brand strategy portion, which is how I get the photos I get of my clients, is by having a complete brand strategy built for them before I ever pick up a camera. Or you can hire me to do the actual photos, and that would be a combination of the two. The key is knowing who you are, who you want to serve, and the message that you want to put out there. I'm a big fan of platforms, and that can be taken a few different ways, so I'll describe how I use platforms. There is a message hidden inside of every one of my clients, everyone I've ever worked with, and most of my colleagues who I haven't yet worked with, but could, you know, in the future envision working with. Everyone has this thing they want out there. It's the reason you got into business. It's probably one of your strengths. Sometimes it's a strength that's so subtle that you yourself don't even realize it's a strength. But you know, if more people could just figure this one thing out, that they will change the world. And I call it the ripple effect. You know, what I do, I didn't used to view this way until someone just kind of turned my message right back on me, that you know, I help somebody define their brand message and then become visible in that way. Show them their purpose, everything that's going on.
I want to stop you there for a real second, because before you keep going. So first thing you said, the ripple effect, which I completely concur. People look at emotion, look at pictures, and they have an emotion about it. And I remember when I first got my, and I know you're going to cringe at this. So when I first got my first photography of this, they made me do like what I call the realtor pose, because I needed a headshot.
Something like, my microphone got in the way, but it's something like that.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Right? And I'm like, it's so not me. Like, it's just, it's and like the, you know, the outfit, and it's just like this, I call it the realtor shot, which every realtor looks the same. I never really understood that with the realtor. But anyway, so I never look at a picture and go, I want to work with her as a realtor. Anyway, but I get the ripple effect. And then how, you know, the part about the messaging that you be able to kind of what I call release, you're releasing that, you're helping them release that into the world of who they are. And do you always use their, what I call their body, their face, or are you helping them with other pieces of the brand, not just their face?
There's a few different answers to that. I personally believe it's hard to maintain the level of connection I desire without showing someone's face. It can be done. And for certain businesses, certain business types, certain kind of people, we can do that without showing their face. But often you're going to need to show some eye contact at some point. So for that reason, I think faces are very important. You know, the whole cliche, your eyes are the window to your soul. It's a cliche for a reason. You know, you gotta show something of yourself to create a true, authentic, and deep connection. Yeah. That said, there are a lot of uses for photos and for graphics that don't show one's face. And I think a healthy balance of the both of those will create a well-rounded brand.
Interesting. So can you take us down like the road of what I call a solo entrepreneur? My boyfriend's a chiropractor, and for a long time, and even now, it's like pulling teeth with him and trying to get me to take a picture of him to even put on the website. You know, I'm like, you're the doctor. They want to see what you kind of, that connection. They want to have that connection with you. Tell us more. Do you work with small businesses like that? A dentist, a chiropractor, I don't know. I'm just throwing this out. Massage therapist or, you know, any other kind of business. Are you big on saying we need to add that personal voice to it?
Yeah, absolutely. I just did photos for a massage therapist about 2-3 weeks ago, actually. It's been a little while since I photographed a chiropractor, but I have. The thing about a small business like that, a local small business, is you really want to focus on what sets you apart from the average chiropractor or the average massage therapist. So Julie, the massage therapist I photographed a few weeks ago, she also teaches Pilates. Years and years ago, she had a yoga studio, and she's really big on core strength. Massage therapy is an avenue in which she can help people with health, but she believes, you know, you're going to need to do some work on your own to keep an optimal health. Yeah. So that personal strength element was important to show in her photos. So they're not just headshots. Some are headshots. Some of them are right here in the studio behind me. Others are, you know, showing the flexibility that having good muscular strength and a in-shape body will do. And I'll be the first to say, and she'll be the first to say, she's not like a perfect, you know, model size 2. You can be healthy and strong at any shape, at any size. And that's one of her core tenets. And, you know, massage therapy is one of her latest ways to help people. But we wanted to show that well-rounded aspect to her business. So there are some photos of her not looking at the camera, showing that she is a strong woman.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Our whole world revolves around our smartphones now. You know, they say we look at our phones on an average of 150 times a day or more. Look, if you're a small business and want to grow, you need to reach people where they're looking the most, their smartphones. So text the word START to 72,000 now to learn more from our friends at Mobit, or go to heatherhavenwood.com/Mobit. Again, text the word START to 72,000 now. Are you over 45, 60? Are you relying on the traditional medical field to help you feel great and get you back to a balanced body? Good luck with that. At E2Lab.com, Dr. Don Salyer got sick of people complaining about bloating, inflammation, and feeling sluggish. He has created unique, potent, and powerful non-pharmaceutical supplements to help the body rebalance, detox, and get back to being healthy. Go to E2Lab.com. Getting you back to healthy and balanced.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. My boyfriend's really big, and that's one thing he talks about when he gets a massage. He's got to have someone that can, you know, get in there. And if you're looking for a strong, if you're looking for a therapist and you have that in the back of your head, you want to make sure you have someone that you're actually, that's strong. So, okay, so how are you helping people online today? I see you all the time in so many Facebook groups, and we're very connected in a lot of different things. How are you using your podcast now, or how are you, you know, how are you using that to move people into working with you? And what do you love about being a brand strategist?
So a couple questions there. We'll start with brand strategist. I like helping people. I truly do. And the brand strategy portion of my business came very naturally. I had clients who invested in my you know, product, the brand, came away with, you know, good ways to show what it feels like to work with them in photos, good ways to talk about themselves when writing copy on the fly, all of the things I put into that program. But then they started asking, well, what do I do with all of this now? Where do I post? What do I post? When do I post? You know, all these things that you need to know in the online environment as an online business owner. So I started developing some strategies around that, and I, you know, worked with a few clients on it, and you know, they all had rave reviews. So I figured out a way to get that out to the masses. So that's where the brand strategy portion comes in. As for being an online business owner, obviously everyone's going to have a slightly different strategy necessary because all of our businesses are very unique. But the one thing I will say is you need to be visible. Anyone who thinks that they can be a business owner today and not talk about themselves is I mean, they're kidding themselves. That's all there is to it. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to own your strengths, own your brand message, and then also put it out there. I mean, how are you going to help people if no one can find you?
Right. You know, I had a confession time here, Brittany, is that when I first got started, it's a couple of years ago, I mean, I would have these anxiety attacks about doing video, like we're doing right now, because my vision of it was Marie Folio. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And she looks perfect all the time. She's like Oprah. Yeah. I think she's got a hair and makeup person. She lives in New York. Okay. She's got like 5 cameras on her. She's got lights. Okay.
Perfect set. I mean, everything, right?
I'm like, this is my house. I got a curtain in the back. Like, I got no lights coming at me. Like, this is me. Okay, this is called my makeup, which isn't much. There's no makeup artist. Okay. And there was this massive fear of me putting myself out there, not being perfect, you know, not being looking like an Oprah or Marie Foley or Ali Brown in our sense. It's like there was this element of having to be perfect in all of your images, and looking like the realtor and being this perfect. And I think, you tell me, because you're one of the strategists, this is me just kind of seeing my own experience. Over the last, I would say, 2 or 3 years, that's kind of altered. Like, you don't have to be so perfect now. Maybe that's because of Facebook Live and all these things are out there. We're more open to just having that rawness. How do you, one, do you agree with that? And two, do you use that in your strategy at all? And do you suggest other people to do it?
So I used to have the same problem with video. I mean, truly, honestly. In fact, I was just doing an interview with someone maybe 2 months ago where we talked about this, and she's a video strategist and kind of does the same thing with video that I do with photography. And she gave me a few pointers, which I've really latched onto, and it's helped my presence on video immensely. I struggle with video. I truly do. I know it probably doesn't seem like that necessarily at the moment, but I have two things going for me, or going against me, I should say. What's our language policy here?
Oh, feel free, whatever.
Okay, so I have what I affectionately call is resting face. So my natural expression, I look pretty pissed off. Let's just be honest. So the whole remembering to smile thing, it's like an active thought in my head every time I'm on video, and I feel awkward. And when I start feeling awkward, my posture starts getting a little off. So yeah. I have to constantly think about those things when I'm on video. The second thing I have going against me is what I call shifty eyes. So if you're a fan of watching like TV crime dramas, they're like, oh yeah, they looked to the upper left. They must be lying. Looking at a piece of technology, a camera lens, for more than a few seconds at a time, it's a struggle, right? So
it is.
Looking off, like, you know,
yeah,
where can I look?
No, it is. Yeah. And thank you so much for saying yes, because I emailed you 30 minutes before this saying, we're going to do video. You're like, what? So I know, yeah. I totally get it. So it is more challenging, but I find that sometimes doing video when I can connect with other people, but at the same time, I think it's way more challenging for women than it is men. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I thought I was having a podcast interview. At least I gave you a heads up. I've been on like,
this would have been very different.
Right. I'm like, at least I gave you a heads up. Like, I at least was like, is it okay? You know, I've had guys say, oh, we're doing video. I'm like, no, we're not, you know? So I'm not putting myself on video right now. So I completely understand. So thank you for that. So how do you, I mean, I'm just curious, like, how do you overcome that with yourself and clients? And do you suggest that it's a good thing to do video now? Is there more raw pictures and things like that?
I think video is really important in today's day and age. Yeah. It's not my strong suit, either technically or, you know, personally being on video, but I think it's something that's necessary. There's a lot of noise out there. In one of the talks I give when I speak, this is a big part of what I talk about, is the world is a very noisy place. And until you're willing to give something real and authentic of yourself, you're just contributing to that noise. And worse, you're untrustworthy. So especially if you're an online business owner, you got to show people what you're at. I mean, there's so many get rich quick schemes out there. And I don't know about you. I mean, other than the political crap that's all over like social media and Facebook in particular right now, it used to be all the social media MLM companies, you know, buy my Rodan and Fields, try this, get some leggings. And, you know, like there's so much out there that if you're not willing to stand up and say, hey, this is what I stand for,
yeah,
people are going to struggle to give their hard earned dollars to you. So despite the fact that I feel awkward on video, I know it's something I need to do. I should be doing more Facebook Lives. It's always something that I somehow find an excuse not to do.
Right.
That said, the same thing is true with photos. You know, having a highly polished professional headshot for things like when you do a podcast interview, when you do a guest blog, mm-hmm. when you need a headshot to go with your speaker at the next luncheon. Yeah, that's important. And that's a lot of what I do. But I also like environmental photos that aren't so retouched. I'm not a fan of Photoshop in the Photoshopped way, if that makes any sense at all. I don't retouch my own photos before I put them online. They're well lit and they're well taken, so there's not much retouching that even would need to be done. I'll be very upfront about that. But I have forehead wrinkles. You know why? I do this a lot. I scrunch my face. I laugh. I have
but
you know,
you're
laugh
normal.
Lines.
I mean,
I'm normal. Yeah.
How many times have you seen perfect? It's all like clear. Like Kim Kardashian looks perfect every day. Come on, girl. Give me a
no way.
Photo.
No way. Yeah, I mean, you know, my sister just got married a few weeks ago, and it was a black tie wedding, and I was wearing a stunning evening gown. I had my hair and makeup done, and I will fully admit, you guys, I looked top notch. I felt on top of the world. And of course, I splashed those photos all over social media, because who doesn't want to be shown off like that? But if I showed up like that in my everyday business, my clients wouldn't trust me. I will tell you one thing, being a photographer, it's easier for me to work when I don't look perfect. If I open my studio door and I'm fully made up and my hair is picture perfect and I'm only wearing the most fashionable of clothing and shoes, and my client comes in and they feel like a little bit less than, you know, maybe they're having a bloated day, maybe that thing that they were planning on wearing, they put on and realize it's kind of threadbare and it shows through with photos.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993.
That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
There's a thousand things that they might be thinking. If I show up being perfect, all I do is put them at a disadvantage and make those worry, you know, phrases, that nasty voice in the back of your head become a thing. That's the last thing I want. So
they're hating, you know, throwing daggers at you. Yeah, no, it's interesting you say that. The place I went to the latest, they did a great job. They're here in Austin, and she has a few people working there, which is interesting. She had a lot of interns, and everyone was wearing the same thing. Like they had a black shirt. It was a company shirt, and they were wearing just black pants. And I thought that was really smart of them, of the owner, because it really created this just neutral environment for everybody. And so I really, you know, it was kind of an interesting, I kind of liked that. So that's interesting you say that. So if someone wants to hire you, or if they're thinking, well, I want to do a lift of my brand, can you give me some steps on things I should look for? If maybe I have a big team, I have a team of 200 or 50 people or 10 people, and I don't really want to be the face, you know, can you give me some tips on they can like take away from this podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't want to be the face of your business, then you need to create a business personality. I'm assuming if you've gotten to a team of 200 that some of this work's already been done. But so let's look at it more from the perspective of a fine tune or a mild rebrand. Okay. Your business needs core values, just like you personally have core values. So what is it that you and your company stand for? For me, for example, my highest two values are mastery and aesthetics. I like making everything look and feel beautiful. Now, that doesn't mean that perfect retouched image necessarily. A finely crafted cocktail gives me just as much joy as a beautiful photograph. Driving on a day where there's those puffy cauliflower looking clouds and you can actually see the beams of light shining through in some places, it's highly distracting for me because I think it's one of the most beautiful things on earth. And I like bringing that feeling to everything in my life if possible. Mastery. I like doing everything to the utmost of my ability. I'm not going to put up half things out there. And I'm really not going to let someone do the same for their own business. So when I'm talking about a company putting out their core values, for one company, it might be something like personal power, you know, giving people as much power as they can to do X. You know, if you're a personal trainer, that's going to be allowing you to find the workout and training, you know, regimen that allows your unique body to have the best results. If you're a chiropractor, you know, I'm a big believer in chiropractic work. That's going to be, you know, allowing someone to have the ability to move through their everyday life without pain. You know, if you're a larger company, a financial services company, perhaps, and you provide, you know, tax advice to small businesses, like a recent guest I had on my own podcast, your core values will be very different. It might be something more like, you know, security, success. How do you show those things in your brand? How do you show what it feels like to work with your company from the idea that you're providing, you know, 100% accurate advice that isn't going to flag you as not at risk? How are you going to show that, you know, maybe your business has an investment and you're likely to get 6 times on return? Yeah, those are the things that you're going to want to show in your brand. So for a larger company, some of that will come down to color choice and design elements. I, for one, would not choose a financial services firm using Comic Sans as a font. In fact, Comic Sans should probably die for every business ever, unless you're doing kids' parties or something. Sorry, it's one of my personal peeves, right? But those are the kinds of things you need to look at first when talking about a brand lift. The next thing I would look at is I would probably want to do interviews with the most recent 10 clients who have finished services with you. Or if it's a recurring service, the most recent 10 clients, period. And get a good feel for what they say it felt like to work with that company. And then start incorporating that. And if there's some problems, sometimes we find surprises. Sometimes it's not quite what the business owner expected it to be. That's something that you're going to want to fine tune as well.
Yeah. That's really great. One, so just repeat is going after and actually asking your clients, last 10 clients, what was your experience, what they liked and didn't like, what worked and didn't work. I love those questions. The other thing is looking at the little things, your colors, your font, you know, who is the personality or the voice of the brand? It doesn't always have to be someone in the company. I mean, you can hire that out if you so choose. But I mean, at the end of the day, there's got to be some kind of voice so we can actually, people do business with people. I call it H2H, human to human. H, get it? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, so, no, it's exactly.
H squared. Okay, so H2H is basically human to human, because I think that's what we want to do, is we want to connect with people. And we, with the web, I think it's allowed us to be a little more unique and raw and different versus just the realtor type. You know, I think about there's a guy out there, his name is Milo. I don't really follow him at all, and he's a big-time speaker in a circuit, and obviously got a lot of press this last couple a year because he's very political, right? And I heard about him, and then I finally saw a picture of him, and like who he was and the picture of him was like such a disconnect, right? Mm-hmm. He was like spiky blonde hair on one side, and then this was all dark. It was like kind of gothic looking, right? Which is fine. It was totally fine. But at the same time, it's like it didn't like connect for me of what he was talking about. And that's what made him, he ran on that. It's like what he was talking about and our view of that political game. And that person is that kind of a realtor look, you know, that clean cut realtor look, whichever size you're on. And he was like, not that. He was like the opposite of all that. And so I found that he was using his look as his brand and as his unique selling proposition, because what he was talking about was kind of like what everyone of that who's a political strategist was talking about, right? So that was his unique proposition, basically, because he looked weird, it looked different, and whatever. So I think it's really a key piece. So I want to kind of, you know, wrap it up, and how can people work with you? Where can they find you, connect with you?
Yeah, so I'm just going to touch real quick on what you were just talking about, that guy. I think what he did was probably brilliant. Just imagine being on like an online summit, or in his case, like a speaker panel with 5 speakers. And, you know, the panel organizer sends out a, you know, promo, and there's the 5 headshots of the 5 people. You know who someone's going to remember, right? It's going to be him, because he's going to stand out. He's not going to look like your, you know, typical, you know, WASP boy, you know, blue suit. Nice tie, all that, everything. Yeah, so, no,
where is like some off things? Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, just wanted to touch real quick there. But yeah, as for working with me, you can find me at brittanygardner.com. That's BRITNEY. My parents thought they were being super unique. Makes it really easy to buy domain names, but not so easy to find me sometimes. So, that's how you can find me. You can inquire about the brand there. You can do VIP strategy days, all of the stuff we've talked about. And I also have a monthly membership service called Social Media Simple Start, which allows anyone, whether you've done photo shoots with me or branding with me or not, to learn the tools of decreasing your social media posting time to about 2 minutes a day. So one of the things I have going in my life, because I have a 5-year-old son, I'm not willing to put him full-time in daycare. He's in half-day kindergarten and does have some babysitting time, but over the summer, I had to cut my work week back to about 3 days. And that forced me to devise this strategy. And so many of my clients were like, you know, just wanting to know how I had done that. So I created a low entry fee membership site about that. And you can find that at brittanygardner.com, SMSS, which is Social Media Simple Start.
Oh, cool.
And there's different ways to work with me. I love talking with people. If anything that you've heard today has inspired some sort of idea or thought in your head about something that you can change, I'm always all open ears. You can sign up for a free call with me through my site as well.
Awesome. I love that. Social media simple start. The social, is it social, SSMS? That's actually what
social, cool. Social media simple start. So SMSS.
Oh, SMM. Sorry, SM.
No, I do it all the time. Don't feel bad. I actually had to think about it. So
social media simple start. Got it. Okay, great. Go check that out. That's actually really cool. I love that. And I think so many people out there, especially women, we have to multitask on multiple levels. And yep. I love the fact that you said, I'm not going to put them in, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do full daycare. I really want to take full advantage of this opportunity to parent him. I think that's really important. So I think a lot of people can actually really relate to that. So thank you so much, everyone. This is Heather Havenwood with The Win. And today we had Brittany Gardner on. Thank you so much for being here, Brittany. And it's about your strategy of your business and your brand. Make sure you make it bad because really that's what we see first on social media. Yeah. All right, guys. Heather Havenwood, check it out. Talk to you soon. Right.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Have you wanted to stop swapping your time for money? Ever wanted to leverage your expertise by selling your knowledge to hundreds of people? I call that smart. And now you can easily and effortlessly, without a web guy, create memberships, online courses, coaching programs. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific. Start making money off what you know today. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific. Are you a business owner that has a website but not tech savvy? Do you feel like a hostage to your web guy? The better question is, do you have a money funnel so people come to your page and give you money while you sleep? No? Then go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com. Imagine having a money site, not a website, for your self-published book, e-commerce products, local practitioners like chiropractors or lawyers. Get a money site, not a website. Go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Welcome to another edition of Heather Highlight. Here at The Win, I get to ask the experts about themselves, their stories, their views. And in this Heather Highlight, I am interviewed and probed about my story, successes, and failures. So enjoy.
And now here's your host, Brittany Gardner.
Today, I am talking with the sexy boss, Heather Ann Havenwood. Heather Ann is a serial entrepreneur and is regarded as a top authority on internet marketing, business strategies, and marketing since marketing her first online business in 1999, bringing together clients and personal coaches. She has played an active role in the online marketing world and has done so before even having a home computer. I know, shocking to today's entrepreneurs, right? Heather has a great story. It's a real world rags to riches that we're going to be talking about. How she went from bankruptcy to not just having a personal brand, but killing it. We're going to talk a little bit about her book. We're going to talk about being a sexy boss and what that means to her, her process in getting there. And we're going to even reference some pretty old school authors and how they've shaped her mindset and her business. Without further introduction, let's move on to the interview with Heather. Thank you, Heather, so much for joining the Know, Like, and Trust show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to talk with you. I know you have a really great brand that you've explored and developed over the time, and you've got a really good story surrounding that. So why don't we just kind of dive in and talk about your beginnings and how you emerged into the sexy boss?
Honestly, talking about Know, Like, and Trust, it was a story of learning to know, like, and trust myself. And mainly, I have a story like a lot of women do. At a very young age, I got into corporate America and became very successful and did a great job there in that space. And then I got into the direct response marketing world, seminar world, started traveling the country doing seminars, right? So have you ever seen those late commercials, Nate, like hey, you want to start your own business and come to the seminar tomorrow at 1 o'clock? That was me. So you would see me and my staff or me in the back of the room, and we would be selling you on all kinds of fun $3,000, $4,000 stuff in the seminar business. That's how I got started in what we're doing today. And back in 99 and 2000, 2001. And I did very well in that space as well. I enjoyed that process. And I got in business with a gentleman where he was the face, right? In the content. And I was the one that like kind of behind the scenes, building everything out, being his second person. You know, I think that Microsoft, Bill Gates has a second person. I was that person building in the background, and we did very well. We went from $0 to $1 million in 1 year. And the point I'm sharing this with you is that then after that, what happened is I came home one day from an event, and our business was doing very well, and I came home and everything was gone. Bank accounts were cleared out. Everything was gone. I literally went to financial ruin within 24 hours, and I was bankrupt and completely wiped out. And I lost my house within 6 months. And I learned after a couple of years of trying to figure my way out of that, that my mindset of who I'd become had been a very, we women call a particular way. I was very, very aggressive and very assertive because I was surrounded by men. That's how they were. And so I was emulating who they were. Does that make sense, Brittany?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hear a lot about, you know, masculine and feminine energy in the online, you know, entrepreneurial space, and that women have this feeling that they need to act like a man to be successful.
Oh, exactly. And that's who I was. And that's mainly because I was emulating their, basically they're successful, right? I'm like, okay, they're successful. I'm just going to do what they do. Right? I'm going to emulate my mentors. Well, my mentors were men and nothing wrong with that, but there was this part of me that was becoming like them. And what's fascinating about that, you would think that would be welcomed, but it's not. It's the opposite, right? The more masculine a female gets, the more that kind of becomes something people move away from, not towards, okay? So I had to really learn that, and I had to really learn how to step into my femininity, step into my quote-unquote feminine power, and have a voice and be assertive. How do you do that? It was new for me because I didn't have a role model, Brittany. I mean, I don't know about you. I didn't, other than like Madonna. I'm a huge Madonna fan. She's amazing. But like, I didn't have the everyday conversations or the everyday connection with women to say, how do you do that? How do you be powerful and yet not lose who you are and yet not come across as a witch, right? With a B. And that was my process. I call it from bankruptcy to sexy boss, and it took about 3 years. And I kind of began to emerge. And a friend of mine, Joe Sugarman, who actually is a forward of my book, he said to me one day while we're eating salad in Vegas, he said, "You're like a sexy boss." And I kind of was like, what do you mean by that? He's like, "Well, you're sexy. You own who you are as a woman, and yet you're the boss. You're the boss of your life." I'm like, "Da-da, right? Check mark. That's it. Let's trademark that baby," right? Ding, 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 ding. I mean, there was lights going on in my head, and it really made sense to me, Brittany, because I'm a huge component of Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. Sure, you've heard of it. Okay, chapter 7, Sex Transmutation, one of the most overlooked chapters ever, is about sexual energy. It's about that yin and yang. It's about that feminine and masculine energy. Okay. It really is like that conversation, but it's done in the 40s. So it's kind of you have to like read between the lines a little bit. Okay. And it's about owning your power. If Napoleon Hill was here today or Miss Hill was here today, she'd probably say women own your power because you're actually way more powerful than you think you are. And when you own it and you can walk into a room and own it, right? There's people will be attracted to that. And unfortunately in our current society, it's changing, but up until now, it's been that space, Brittany, where, you know, the dapper man walks in the room like, "Oh, who's that? That's like 007. You know, oh, he's hot. You don't even know who he is. He hasn't spoken yet, but he has this like charismatic energy." We call that charismatic man. When a woman walks in the room with that, we call that a B, right? And that's changing. Like, who does she think she is? Being all gorgeous and smart? And look at this. She's, you know, like there's an automatic judgment assessment versus like a, "Ooh, who's that?" Now that's altering. I know that through society, but that's an automatic. It's all over our movies and things like that. So for me, a sexy boss, you're a sexy boss. You own who you are. You own yourself as a feminine woman, and you own your life, all areas of your life. That's the boss part. You're being responsible for.
And that was a Heather highlight for the entire interview. Check out the link in the show notes.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.